veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, but do you really care where I'm broadcasting from? Anyway, I'm broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado today. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know the rules of engagement. The one you need to remember the most is the text line. The number is 33103. 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. TMA, tell me anything, or AMA, ask me anything. And then go over and follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. We'll get the other rules in a minute. So I want to proclaim, and if you disagree with me, you can tell me why, but I really don't care because here I'm right and you're wrong. If you don't think, as I do, that this is the worst weekend of all weekends in the history of mankind, this has to be the worst weekend of all weekends. Halloween, which, quite frankly, I just don't, you know, I don't get it. I don't care. Maybe I'm just a fuddy-duddy. I just don't care. Maybe you went to a party last night and you dressed up and you know, you're 35, 45, 55 years old and you dressed up like, I don't know, a zombie or a pumpkin or who knows? Maybe you're a member of the KKK. I don't know what you did. I don't care what you did, but I just don't do that. It takes a lot to put me in a monkey suit to go to, you know, formal attire, to go to some, you know, hoity-toity dinner, let alone put on a monkey suit and go to, a party or something. So that's just not going to happen. So that's number one. Oh, by the way, quick story before my wife starts listening. So last night, friends want to go to dinner. Halloween night, right? So they want to go to dinner. They want to go to dinner at 4 o'clock. Now, I'm like, oh, I don't care if that's what they want to do. We'll meet someplace at 4 o'clock. So we go to this little Italian place and we have dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And about halfway through dinner, because normally with this couple, we'll go to dinner, you know, between 5 and 5:30 normally. I know that's still early for some of you, but when you get to be my age, you want to have dinner early. And I finally said, why do we do dinner at 4 o'clock? And without any hesitation, in a nanosecond, she speaks up and says, because it's Halloween. And I kind of looked at him like, so? Well, we got to get home for the trick-or-treaters. We got to put our costumes on so we can greet the trick-or-treaters. And, you know, boy, I really do sound like the curmudgeon. I really am Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn. But I'm like, okay. So this is why we're having dinner at 4 o'clock. So you can run home, change into a costume, and hand out, you know, candy to rugrats, that they don't care what you look like. All they care about is what do you have in your hand? Do you have a really good, you know, candy bar for me? Or are you going to give me out, you know, and she's a dental hygienist by profession. Are you going to hand me a tube of toothpaste? Which is it? That's all they care about. And it's on to the next house. They don't care at all. They don't care one iota. They just want the candy and move on. So my wife, as we were getting ready to leave, said, I think what I'm going to do this year is I'm just going to put this bowl of candy out on the front deck, the front porch. And she got mad at me, which is not unusual, because I said, well, why would you do that? because some teenager's going to come along and just dump the whole bowl into his sack and move along, and then nobody else is going to get any. Aren't you going to be a good socialist and spread out the candy to, you know, different people? You're going to let one person grab it all? And she thought about it for a second, kind of got mad at me, because I think she knew I was telling the truth. And then she said, well, do this. Turn the porch light off. So now, 4 o'clock, it's still light outside, but because, you know, we have this automatic lighting system. She said, turn it off so it won't come on. Okay. Well, I thought that not having your light on was the sign that you weren't giving out candy. So we come home. We get back from dinner, turn off the porch light. Of course, I check the bowl. Nobody's picked up anything. And then I turn the light off. This morning, the dogs get up at their usual 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go for a walk. And so I open the garage door and I go around the corner, and there's the bowl. Hasn't been touched. Hasn't been touched at all. So turning the light off, even with the dogs barking and all that and the bowl was out there, I said to her this morning, I'm not trying to start an argument. I really am not. But when you put it in a dark, like, salad bowl, one of those wooden bowls, and you dump it in there, and then you put it up on the porch, and then you turn the light off, kids who are down on the sidewalk aren't going to walk up because the light's off because they can't see the bowl, so they're not going to pick up the candy. So now I've got bags and bags of candy that she sheepishly said to me this morning, can you take the studio on Monday? I'm like, yes. They're all pigs. It'll be gone within an hour, so I'll take it to the studio on Monday. So it's Halloween weekend, but that's only half the reason that it's the worst weekend of the year. It's also the end of daylight saving time. Blech. It amazes me. You know, we talk a lot about 80-20 issues, or I don't talk a lot about 80-20 issues, but Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, talks a lot about 80-20, 90-10 issues and how the American people are behind this or that. Well, my own internal poll says this is a stupid idea. It was born in an agrarian society. We don't really need this anymore. You don't really save any time. You just shift the clock a little bit. So if you want to shift the clock, why don't you just shift it whichever way you want to shift it? I don't care. If you want to go back to standard time or stay on saving time, I don't care. Just stop changing the clock. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Very simple things. I don't ask for a lot, but I do ask for that. So this is the worst weekend of the year. Now, if you think there's another weekend that's the worst weekend of the year, 33103, keyword Michael, I'd like to know. I'd like to compare notes because I think I'm right and you're wrong. So let's get started. The big news this week, at least I think it's big news, is the release of even more documents related to that criminal investigation that's called Arctic Frost. Have you not? Surely you've heard of this. If you haven't, then you got to pay attention. It's a criminal investigation. I want to make sure I emphasize that enough. This is a criminal investigation being conducted by the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, under Joe Biden. So this is not just some little, you know, like we're investigating a drug dealer. We're not investigating the mafia. We're not investigating, you know, somebody that's, you know, trafficking humans or whatever. No, we're investigating the President of the United States, a former president, at the time, the leading candidate to be the next president, because this was opened in 2022, and it was a criminal investigation. And I'm going to emphasize that because of some details in just a second. So we now have an internal Department of Justice memo that Congress got a hold of. The House Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee got a hold of this memo. And it details the absolute ridiculous basis of the investigation. Quote, following the 2020 presidential and vice presidential election, in an apparent effort to obstruct Congress's certification of the Electoral College, fraudulent certificates of electors were submitted to the Archivist of the United States, purporting to represent the actual elector votes from the states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin, according to this memo that was written by the former FBI Director Christopher Wray. It was that pretext, which is a false pretext, but in it, not only in addition to being a false pretext, it ignores that Democrats have for decades submitted alternate rolls of electors when it comes to counting the Electoral College vote. It's just a pro forma thing that they just routinely do every year, but when Republicans do it and when Donald Trump do it, oh my God, let's open an investigation. Let me tell you why and how bad this investigation got. Don't forget, on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to this show called The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the weekday show. When you find that on your podcast, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. What does this investigation mean? Next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Thank you.
It's the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text line always open, 33103, keyword Michael. I did have one text message that said, I kind of half-ass agree with you, except it's not always on the weekend. Goober 1970 says, Mike, worst weekend, April 15. Yeah, I might agree with that. So we got two bad weekends, if the 15th falls on a weekend. Otherwise, it's this weekend, Halloween, and daylight saving time. And notice I say daylight saving time, because if I say daylight savings time, like everybody else does, then somebody will correct me and say, oh, no, it's daylight saving time. Okay, fine. Settle down. Change your clocks. So I just told you about this memo about the Arctic Frost investigation. Arctic Frost. And it's a criminal investigation, and the pretext that led to this huge manhunt that involved FBI field offices across the entire country was the fact that, there were some people that submitted some alternate electors to the Electoral College. So the House Judiciary Committee, and then later the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they all published a trove of official records, and it documents the FBI interviews with the targets of this criminal investigation. FBI agents' confrontation with a Trump campaign coordinator, Harrison Floyd, back in 2023 is particularly infuriating, as there are other communications too. And then the Senate Judiciary Committee released thousands of pages related to nearly 200 subpoenas that were issued by the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves. He's the one who presided over the first part of the investigation that was then handed off to Jack Smith, the special counsel. I would remind you that Jack Smith is the one that went after Trump down in Mar-a-Lago on the documents case, and he's also the same one that the guy that was brought back from Brussels, he was doing some, special project in Brussels. He was brought back specifically to target and prosecute Donald Trump in the documents case and in the January 6th case. I point that out because Jack Smith has a horrible reputation. I want to say that he has 100, maybe it's 95%, but whether it's 95% or 100%, it's bad. He has that kind of a record when it comes to being overturned. In other words, he'll get a conviction, and somewhere between, let's say, 95 and 100% of the convictions that he gets are ultimately overturned by an appellate court or the U.S. Supreme Court. The guy cuts corners. He overzealously represents his clients. I would like to say that he lies, cheats, and steals, but I won't say that. Let's just say that he cuts corners, okay? So this is the guy that takes over this criminal investigation. Well, this week, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa and a bunch of Republican senators, they were all targeted as part of this investigation, held a press conference in which they expressed their outrage over these developments. Now, I want to emphasize again, this is a criminal investigation, and as part of the criminal investigation, they start looking at United States senators.
So today, we're making public new records that I've obtained through legally protected whistleblower disclosures. 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith and his team. These subpoenas were issued to 34 individuals.
Got that? Almost 200 subpoenas, but not to 200 people, to 34 people.
And 163 businesses, including financial institutions. And one of the points of contact on many of these subpoenas was that person I previously named Special Agent Walter Giardino. The subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations, all of them appear to be aimed at Republicans. A subpoena to Event Strategies requested records relating to Turning Point USA and the Republican Attorney General's Association. One subpoena to Apple sought records relating to Trump and the January 6th prison choir. Earlier this year, I obtained emails between and among J.P. Cooney, one of Jack Smith's prosecutors. That email exchange was March 2023 about a partisan news article on January 6th, and this is what Cooney said in the email. Can we do some work to nail down Trump's role in this, perhaps with the same process on Ed Henry's LLC, end quote. Just the next month, April 2023, Jack Smith and his team subpoenaed Apple for records relating to the very issue. A subpoena to an individual sought records and communications with, quote, any member, employee, or agent of the legislative branch of government, end of quote. Another subpoena to an individual sought records relating to communications with media companies such as CBS, Fox News, Fox Business, Newsmax, Sinclair, and others. Other subpoenas to a bank, individual, and businesses sought records relating to White House advisors Stephen Miller, Dan Scavino, Jared Kushner, and Lara Trump. Some subpoenas to individuals and businesses sought statistical data and analysis relating to donors and fundraising efforts. Arctic Frost was the vehicle by which FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. Contrary to what Smith has said publicly, this was clearly a fishing expedition. If this had happened to Democrats, they'd be as rightly outraged as we are outraged. We're making these records public in the interest of transparency and so that the American people can draw their own conclusions.
Now, a separate series of releases that were posted Thursday give us even more legal and court records, including a non-disclosure agreement approved by Judge Boasberg, that's the Obama appointee and chief of the D.C. District Court, prohibiting Verizon from telling Republican senators and one member of Congress about the subpoena for their own cell phone activity. That judge needs to be impeached. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Natural disasters happen every year. Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes. And with that, your most important moments recorded on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm could all be gone in an instant. Cherished moments like your wedding, baby's first steps, family trips to Yellowstone, lost. Enter Legacy Box. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box protects your irreplaceable memories from the threat of natural disaster by digitally preserving them onto thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, so they're safe forever. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to preserve your past, which is why it's been trusted by over 1 million families. Send Legacy Box your home movies, photos, and film. Their team of trained professionals will do the rest right here in the U.S. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering radio listeners an incredible 50% off. Go to legacybox.com/keepsake and save 50% when you digitize your memories. That's legacybox.com/keepsake.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about this Arctic Frost investigation that was undertaken during the Biden administration that focused on trying to criminalize activity, pure political activity, engaged in by Donald Trump, his campaign. But just set that aside for a moment, because that horse has been beat to death 1,000 times. What I want to focus on here is that Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, the dirtbag, in my opinion, also served a subpoena, not just on Verizon, but and Apple, that served a subpoena on AT&T seeking phone records for members of Congress, one of whom just happened to be Texas Senator Ted Cruz. But to their credit, now listen closely, to their credit, AT&T pushed back and said, nope, we don't think this is legitimate. We are going to protect those records. And so, no, we're not going to do it. And so what happened? Jack Smith knew that he was overreaching, so he backed off too. A similar letter from Verizon explaining why they did comply with both the subpoena and the non-disclosure order. Because remember, Judge Judge Boasberg is the one that signed the non-disclosure order that said you cannot disclose to the individual that, you know, for example, let's say that Jack Smith was coming after my mobile phone. He was coming after my cell phone and the metadata and the calls and the records on my phone. This order that was ordered by Judge Boasberg would not allow me to know that there was a subpoena out there to my carrier asking for my records. What are you trying to hide? And why is Boasberg, who serves, remember, he's also a member of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA court, and he's the one that approved the faulty subpoenas, the faulty wiretaps, based upon that stupid dossier, the Steele dossier, that lied and was based on all falsehoods about Donald Trump to begin with. This is the exact same judge, which is why I say Congress needs to impeach this particular judge. He is a rogue judge acting beyond the parameters of the law. But the issue about the non-disclosure order for the AT&T subpoena was moot because Smith had already backed off the request. But the matter is not moot among Republican lawmakers who are again demanding that Boasberg be impeached, as I believe that he should.
Judge Boasberg gave a speech about how he was going to thwart the Trump agenda before he got those cases. He was not the assignment judge. The D.C. courts have a daily assignment judge. He wasn't the assignment judge. He's on vacation. Somehow gets these cases at 1 in the morning. Was he tipped off? Did somebody tell him these cases against President Trump and his agenda now were coming? I don't know. We should find that out. But Judge Boasberg, what he did to Senator Cruz and maybe other senators, absolutely, and I don't say this lightly, absolutely is worthy of impeachment proceedings. There has to be accountability. The American people have heard a lot about this, and you're going to hear more. We should have Watergate-style hearings on this for months. If we're ever going to root this out, we have to be serious about it, and consequences have to follow. Resignations, firings, criminal prosecutions. You simply can't, in this country, use the justice system to throw people in jail because they have a red jersey on. Or a blue jersey on.
Absolutely. Now, impeachment does not start in the Senate. The House will have to do that. Now, this entire story, I have to admit, completely bypassed me the last few months. Three Democrat judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals recently decided that Judge Boasberg violated provisions of the Stored Communications Act. Stored, as in you go store something. The Stored Communications Act. That law regulates the government's access to private customer data held by any electronic communications company, like AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, or any of these other offshoots. And under that law, a judge has to find, he is required to find, that one of five factor applies before he can grant a non-disclosure order that would prevent AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, or any other provider from informing their customers about the request for their data. And a non-disclosure order can only be entered if notice to the customer would result in endangering the life or physical safety of an individual. or risking flight from prosecution. Do you really think that a member of the United States Senate or a member of Congress is going to jump on a plane and hopscotch it down to, I don't know, Caracas with Maduro or Havana with Castro or to Beijing with Xi Jinping? No, I don't think so. So that doesn't apply either. Or that the destruction or tampering with the evidence. Do you think that, now, some Democrats, I might say yes. And to be fair, maybe a Republican would, but I can't think of any. If there is a fear of the destruction or tampering with evidence. In other words, this judge would have to find, in order to issue a non-disclosure order, that he believes that a sitting United States senator would destroy or tamper with the evidence. I think that's a stretch. And then, intimidation of potential witnesses. In other words, Judge Boasberg would again have to find that, oh, I think that Ted Cruz or any other U.S. senator or congressman would try to intimidate a witness. I just find that freaking hilarious. Now, I know a senator comes to me and tries to intimidate me because I'm going to testify about something either in a court of law or before Congress. You don't think I'm going to scream this over the radio as loudly as I can? This judge is nuts. And then the last factor is this. Or it might seriously jeopardize an investigation, or it might delay a trial. Well, no trial date's been set, and how does it jeopardize an investigation? Oh, it may let you know that Jack Smith, in investigating Donald Trump, is now investigating me. I might jeopardize the case because I might go public with that. You know, if that's what he relied on, but we don't know what he relied on. He just found that a non-disclosure order was appropriate. Now, the determinations that I'll call it an NDO, as opposed to a non-disclosure agreement, this is a non-disclosure order. Those are supposed to be decided on a case-by-case basis. But in a criminal investigation that is under seal, the U.S. attorney, Graves, sought a broad NDO that would apply to any subpoena issued in that investigation targeting two unknown individuals. So his own request, the U.S. attorney's own request for an NDO, clearly violated the terms of the law. But Boasberg didn't. The judge didn't care about that. So he entered a so-called omnibus NDO in 2024. Now, when X, formerly Twitter, when they received the subpoena and the non-disclosure order, they immediately went to court and they appealed Boasberg's non-disclosure order. And then X noted the, quote, potentially retaliatory nature, close quote, of the investigation, which even raised more questions about the Department of Justice motivation. And if you remember, the Daily Wire disclosed last year that one of the individuals targeted in the investigation was Kyle Serafin. That's the FBI whistleblower that was trying to tell everybody what was really going on. Nobody was paying any attention to him. But it's also a good reminder that even dirtbags have rights. Even if you think these senators are dirtbags, they have rights. Well, in a unanimous opinion published last month, a three-judge panel overturned the nondisclosure order. And in so doing, the court said this. The court, Judge Boasberg, did not comply with Section 2705B of the Stored Communications Act in this case. In fact, that was a Biden appointee that slapped him down. They continued, it permitted the government to apply the nondisclosure order prospectively in the future to unidentified, as of yet, unidentified subpoenas, and to apply the nondisclosure order to subpoenas directed at a wide and unpredictable range of accounts. Now, just to give you the full flavor of this, the whole issue is now moot since the court has vacated the nondisclosure order after X filed their appellate brief. And Graves, the U.S. attorney, is now out. So the investigation is moot. But just because it is moot does not mean that the wrongdoing doesn't need to be held accountable. And that's why I think that these senators really need to persuade their House colleagues to start impeachment investigations and then hold hearings on this judge. And if they find probable cause that he violated his oath of office, send articles of impeachment on Judge Boasberg over to the U.S. Senate. It's been done before. We've had other federal judges impeached for wrongful behavior down in Florida, but that was for taking a bribe. But this, I think, goes and is corrosive to the Republic. And quite frankly, I think, violates the separation of powers. I'll be right back.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Doesn't that seem kind of ironic to you? Fundamental ambiguity and literal truth. I don't think he knows how to deal with either one of those. In a nutshell, he argues that when Senator Cruz questioned him in 2020, he was unclear as to what the question was, and that's why he gave a wrong answer. Oh, so you're admitting that you gave the incorrect answer, which led to your perjury charges? And now you're saying, well, it's because you didn't understand the question? That's a hill that, well, I'm not even sure the guys at Iwo Jima could plant the flag on that one. But that's what he does. But when, you know, when you're a Clinton person, that's what you do. You lie about the lie about the lie about the lie. He said that Senator Cruz's questions are fundamentally ambiguous because people of ordinary intellect would not be expected to understand that he meant to ask a broad question about Mr. Comey's interaction with anyone at the FBI. Oh, so you're not of ordinary intellect? I thought you were a superior intellect, Mr. Comey. The guy's really an idiot. And I'm beginning to think that maybe his lawyer might be an idiot, too. It's just hilarious to think about. You know, Cruz's presentation, admittedly, it was somewhat botched. He referred to the Clinton administration rather than the more accurate Clinton investigation. But it's really hard to swallow. It's hard to believe that Comey didn't understand to what Cruz was referring. Because later in his testimony, Comey clearly said that he did not authorize anyone at the FBI to leak anything to the media. And that's the basis of the two charges against him. So the guy can't have it both ways. He can't talk about, well, an ordinary person wouldn't understand it. Okay, well, let's be truthful. You're not really an ordinary person. Number one, you're a lawyer. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that lawyers are better than anybody else. But when you are testifying, you would think that a lawyer would know how to, one, listen to the question, two, how to frame your answer, and three, to make sure that you tell the truth so that you don't perjure yourself. And lawyers are also very good at, if you ask me a question and I'm under oath and I don't understand the question, even a first-year lawyer, a baby lawyer, would know, would you repeat the question or explain the question because I don't understand it. I think most of you would know to do that. But James Comey, oh, I didn't understand what he was asking. Well, you should have said that at the time. This shows just how crazy things have gotten. Utterly crazy how things have gotten. So we need to focus on getting the, but let me back up one second. I want to make one more point about this past week. When it was disclosed that the Department of Justice went after U.S. senators to get the metadata, and now they claim they weren't looking for the actual content of the phone calls. They were only looking for the metadata, which is, you know, the number called, the time of the call, the length of the call, the location of the calls, that kind of information. They claim they weren't looking for the content of the conversation. I will just tell you, as a matter of experience, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, that there are little twerps, as I would describe them, that probably listening right now for all I know, that can just get bored and decide that, you know, I wonder what Michael Brown's, you know, who he's talking to today. Well, let's just go push this little button here, and let's listen to that phone call. Or let's just go for the fun of it. Let's see who he's called lately. Let's go see who he's texting lately. Of course, this is a way for me to get rid of a lot of people bugging me on my phone, but the NSA has that power. They don't have that authority. They have to go through all sorts of hoops to exercise that authority. But you can't tell me that a bored bureaucrat who's sitting there eating, you know, some, you know, high carbohydrate lunch and is about to fall asleep, is bored to death, is like, well, I just, you know, I saw Michael Brown on the news today. I wonder what he's doing. Let me just go look. Yes. When you start doing, when one branch of government, the executive branch, literally starts spying on another branch of government, can you imagine the outrage if we found out that the Department of Justice was trying to get the metadata of phone calls from the Chief Justice of the United States or any of the associate justices? I don't care what side of the political spectrum they're on. I don't care whether it's, you know, Jackson Brown or Judge Justice Gorsuch or Justice Thomas. I don't care. Everybody should be outraged at that. We just don't do that in this country. Or maybe I should say we shouldn't be doing that in this country. We're still a constitutional republic. We still have the Constitution, even though it's like somebody's put a match to the corner of it. But at some point, you and I have to take steps, whether it's emailing, calling, writing, going to a town hall meeting, whether it's virtual or in-person or whatever, and demanding of both Democrats and Republicans that these corrosive things that are being done, for which nobody is being held accountable, going all the way back to, I don't care, you can go back to Hillary Clinton. It's funny that we would hold Richard Nixon accountable, but from then on, it doesn't seem like we hold anybody accountable. And I'm kind of tired of that because it's corrosive to our system. It's corrosive to our culture. It's corrosive to our politics. It's corrosive to the Constitution. It's corrosive to the rule of law. It is corrosive to our belief in how we function as a society. And unless and until, I don't care whether they get perp walked, I don't care whether they get impeached. I just want some accountability. So on the worst weekend of the year, can I just get trick-or-treating just a little bag of accountability? I don't even need one of the big giant candy bars of accountability. I'll take one of the little bite-sized bars of accountability just to show me you're doing something. I'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Natural disasters happen every year. Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes. And with that, your most important moments recorded on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm could all be gone in an instant. Cherished moments like your wedding, baby's first steps, family trips to Yellowstone, lost. Enter Legacy Box. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box protects your irreplaceable memories from the threat of natural disaster by digitally preserving them onto thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, so they're safe forever. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to preserve your past, which is why it's been trusted by over 1 million families. Send Legacy Box your home movies, photos, and film. Their team of trained professionals will do the rest right here in the U.S. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering radio listeners an incredible 50% off. Go to legacybox.com/keepsake and save 50% when you digitize your memories. That's legacybox.com/keepsake.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the latest setback to the U.S. brokered ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, the Netanyahu government announced today that the remains of three people handed over by Hamas in Gaza do not belong to any of Israel's hostages. Earlier today on the Salem News program, this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher, reporting from Jerusalem, said this is the latest evidence of how difficult it can be negotiating with Hamas terrorists.
I ask this question over and over again on my show. I just don't know how you negotiate with monsters. Right. I don't know how you have a peace deal with people who don't want to abide by any kind of an agreement. So it's complicated, it's delicate, but still joyful to be here for a few days on behalf of our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews here in our studios in Jerusalem.
Hamas militants have released one or two bodies every few days, while Israel has urged faster progress. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says despite the government shutdown, Congress was very busy this past week taking a closer look at several Biden-era scandals.
The idea that President Biden was not really running the country, at least certainly not toward the end of his administration, and perhaps for far longer. And then here, Arctic Frost, this sense that the Justice Department, elements within the FBI, and as we know from, you know, even some of the other national security agencies, viewed themselves as partisan actors who deemed half the country as engaged in a potentially criminal enterprise.
Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Tesla's board is reportedly rebuffing Elon Musk's bid to secure approval for his proposed $1 trillion compensation package, signaling tensions between the company's leadership and its executives.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Trade talks with Canada have been on again, off again, and Bill Alexander reports now they're off again.
President Trump said on Friday the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Lululemon has entered its first ever NFL apparel partnership through a deal with Fanatics, marking its debut in fanwear for all 32 teams. The move diversifies Lululemon's product lineup beyond its core athletic apparel into the booming sports licensing market. They hope to reap big profits. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a new report out on divorce in America. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
Qualcomm shares jumped more than 20% after the company announced its entry into the AI chip market. It's positioning itself to try and compete directly with industry leaders like NVIDIA and AMD. The new chip lineup reflects Qualcomm's commitment to try to capture a share of the very fast-growing AI hardware sector. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic, wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Getting a word in edgewise. And technically it means that, at least when this rule was adopted by the United States Senate back in the 1800s, back before we had radio, television, these sort of electronic communications, that somebody could filibuster a debate. And that meant that they could stand up, start speaking, and they could just talk and talk and talk. And as long as they could avoid going to the bathroom, as long as someone would bring them, you know, something to munch on, something to drink, and maybe they would wear a diaper, whatever it might take, as long as they kept talking, they could not vote on a bill because the debate would remain open in the Senate until everybody had had their say. So you might have a group of people line up and try to filibuster a bill. It's not how it works today. Not at all. In fact, it shows you just one more example of how lazy the United States Senate really has become. So now if you want to filibuster, you don't have to have a colostomy bag. You don't have to have a tube inserted so that you can urinate. And you don't have to have somebody bring you food all the time. You don't have to take as much caffeine or as much amphetamines or speed or whatever it is, you know, to try to stay at speed balls as long as, you know, try to stay awake for as long as you can to keep talking. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is walk down to the clerk, hand them a card, and say that the card, I don't know technically what it says on it, but what it means is I'm filibustering this bill, which means that the debate just goes on ad infinitum. And you can never get to a vote because the debate remains indefinitely open. Even though if you were to have access to what's going on the Senate floor at this moment, there's not a damn person there. Nobody's speaking. I don't know whether literally at this moment they're even in session. But even if they were in session, nobody's speaking. Nobody's doing anything. In fact, let's see. It's 1:10 in the afternoon. They're out shopping. Maybe they're out having a cocktail. Maybe they're getting ready to go to a nice dinner somewhere. Maybe they're making love to their spouse. Who knows what they're doing, but they're not filibustering, except they are. And they are because they told the Senate clerk that they were. So there's no pressure anymore. The only pressure to end debate would be the consequences of not passing any particular legislation. And those, I've not talked a word about the continuing resolution. I haven't talked about the funding at all. I'm talking about the process because I'm afraid that most Americans, particularly younger generations, don't understand because they didn't even have, what was the Sesame Street? I think it was Sesame Street, but whatever it was, about how a bill becomes a bill. Remember that little guy wrapped up as a schoolhouse rock? Exactly, Michael, that's what it is. And he'd walk around, he just rolled up pieces of paper, had a little bow tie around his midsection, and he talked about how a bill becomes a bill. Most people don't understand that. So let's talk specifically about this continuing resolution. The continuing resolution gets passed with bipartisan support in the House of Representatives, which means that both Republicans and Democrats voted both for and against it. Some Republicans voted against it. Some Democrats voted against it. Some Republicans voted for it. Some Democrats voted for it. But enough of Democrats joined with Republicans to get a majority to pass the bill. To continue, I'm going to refer to it as the CR. You've heard that ad infinitum. So they pass the CR and it goes to the Senate. The Senate decides they're going to, the Senate Democrats, decide they're going to filibuster it. And they're going to filibuster it, which means the debate goes on and on and on. Although when I say the debate goes on and on and on, there's no actual debate going on. Oh, they're having little caucus meetings. They're going to office. They're negotiating. They're trying to make deals. They're trying to cut deals. They're doing everything you can possibly imagine. But they're not debating. Nonetheless, they're filibustering, which means technically, or at least according to the rules of the Senate, they're still debating. And they can't get to a vote until you do something according to the rules of the Senate, which is called invoking cloture. You invoke cloture, C-L-O-T-U-R-E, which simply means, you got to have a fancy term if you're a senator, which simply means you're going to stop the debate. And once you stop the debate, which takes a supermajority to invoke cloture, which means you have to have 60 votes, then to pass the bill, once you've stopped the debate, you only need a simple majority. You could have a 50-50 tie, in which case the Republican Vice President, J.D. Vance, would come in and break the tie, and you would get 51 votes, and the bill would pass. Or you would get 51 senators. You might get all 53 Republican senators to vote. But all you need at that point would be a simple majority. But to get to that simple majority vote, you have to have a 60 supermajority vote to invoke cloture or stop the debate. Now, there's something called the nuclear option. The nuclear option is where the Senate Democrats decided several Congresses ago when Harry Reid was the senator, he got rid of the filibuster rule for judicial nominees. And that allowed someone to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court or an appellate court or a federal district court with a simple majority of senators, because you didn't need to worry about a filibuster, because even the filibuster could be finished with 51 votes, just a simple majority. That backfired on them because Reid adopted that nuclear option. Then Trump wins the presidency instead of Hillary Clinton, and that's why we have a majority on the Supreme Court. And that's why we're starting to clean up and get more federal district judges that are true constitutionalists as opposed to the progressive liberals that the Democrats want to put on. Well, Donald Trump keeps going nuclear. He keeps saying, let's use the nuclear option, to which I say, stop. Shut up and sit down. Don't do this. First, it was his demand on Thursday. And I'll get to what that nuclear was right after this.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family. But my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
JTV, jewelry television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So as I said, President Trump keeps going nuclear. Nuclear this, nuclear that, nuclear everything. First, it was his demand on Thursday that the Pentagon has to resume nuclear testing.
Nuclear strikes, nuclear tests,
yeah.
Are you talking about literally resuming underground nuclear detonation tests?
You'll find out very soon, but we're going to do some testing, yeah. Other countries do it. If they're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Okay, you can't clarify whether you will resume.
I'm not going to say yet. I mean, I know exactly what we're doing, where we're doing it, but other countries are doing it, and if other countries do it, we do it.
And truthfully, if other countries are doing it, then we should be doing it too. And we haven't done it in so long, we really need to know, do those warheads and do our systems still work? But beyond that, Trump's now declaring that the Senate must abolish the filibuster by doing the nuclear option. In a post on a social media site, Truth Social, Trump announced, in all caps, of course, the choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. Are Republican senators seeking to duck and cover, if you get the joke, to duck and cover in the face of Trump's kind of demands that they invoke the nuclear option? No, I don't think so. Rather, in what's really an unusual turn of events, they're actually defying the president. Senate Majority Leader John Thune issued a statement Friday morning indicating that he's not altered his views about amending the filibuster. Senator John Curtis over at Utah, he posted on X yesterday morning that the filibuster, quote, forces us to find common ground, adding, power changes hands, but principle should not. I'm a firm no on eliminating it. So the votes to abolish the filibuster don't exist no matter how much Trump himself is going to complain, bitch, and moan about that particular procedure. Now, there is an incongruity of interest between the White House and the Senate. Now that he's basically precluded from running for a third term, now that he is precluded from running for a third term, Trump has a different set of priorities than some of his allies in the Senate and the House. He wants to rule. He wants things his way, and I totally get that. He's a man on a mission. He's got a short leash. He's got a limited amount of time to do it, and he's got to get done what he can get done. Now, the polls indicate that the Republican Party, continues to take on more water than Democrats over this stupid shutdown. I think that's because the cabal is doing everything they possibly can to convince you that it's the Democrats' fault. I mean, that it's the Republicans' fault when it is objectively to me the fault of the Democrats. Let me explain why. First, remember everything I told you about the clean CR that was passed by the House? That included Democrats. Democrats joined in Republicans to create the majority in the House to pass that clean CR. The dollar amount, now listen closely, the dollar amount of the CR that the House passed and is now in front of the Senate is the same spending level that the Biden budget was. Not a dime more, not a dime less. Now, some of the priorities may have changed, but the amount of spending has not changed. So we're still going to go in the hole just as much as if Biden was still president. So a pox on all of them for continuing to do this. But the point that I don't want you to miss is Republicans and Democrats alike voted for that original CR that is now stalled over in the Senate. We need, I think it's five or seven, well, we technically need seven, not counting the ones who have already crossed over. We would technically need seven Democrats to get to 60. A couple of them have already come to the Republican side. Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and I think the senator from New Mexico, and another one. So we need a couple more.
It is the Democrats that are holding up and now demanding even more. So I want you to think about, let's just say that we capitulate to the Democrats. That doesn't mean that the shutdown is over. Because if the Senate changes the continuing resolution and adds all of the Democrat demands to it, that has to go back to the House for the House to approve it, or it goes to a conference committee for the two sides, the House and the Senate, to work out their differences, and then they have to vote on what the conference, called a conference report, what that committee, that joint committee of the House and Senate negotiators, come up with. So that means you still have two more votes before it could ever get to the president's desk. So that means the shutdown would continue. Absolutely would continue. So if the shutdown's going to end, all it takes is for a couple of more Democrats to tell Chuck Schumer, we're tired of you playing politics. We're tired of the issue about it. I'll get to the judges in a minute and their ruling on the SNAP benefits. But it's clearly the Democrats who are holding it up. And if we capitulate to the Democrats, that doesn't end the shutdown, because they changed the very language of the continuing resolution, which then has to agree to by the House via the conference committee, the joint committee between the House and the Senate. This is an insane way to govern, an absolutely insane way to govern. Now, Republicans are obviously worried about a future Democrat administration passing sweeping legislation that would fundamentally alter the American economy, fundamentally alter the political system, and would actually fundamentally transform the United States of America if we got rid of the filibuster, which is why I happen to disagree with Trump on this nuclear option. I want the Senate to require 60 votes to invoke cloture. Here's why. On the House side, you have 435 members of Congress. Sometimes there's 435 of them, and you've seen some of them. They look like they're out of South Park. They look like they're out of The Simpsons. And sometimes they get really stupid stuff passed that goes over to the Senate, and the Senate kills it. Sometimes they kill it just by permanently filibustering it, and it just never gets passed. But what if they pass something that everybody agreed upon? What happens then? Easy answer. Tell you next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Our system was designed to be slow and methodical. It's why one reason why we are a republic and not a democracy, which always just devolves into mob rule. No minority rights, no, thoughtful process. Just throw everything. Might as well just have everybody go to the town square and raise their hand. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, same side. Motion carries. And we're just going to, destroy radio, or we're going to, you know, destroy your life. We're going to change this rule or that rule. And the next day they came back and do exactly the same thing, but do it the opposite direction. And you never have any stability in our system. You never have any stability in the rule of law by which governs the way we interact with one another or even contractually interact with one another. So the filibuster, which many people claim is undemocratic, I actually think is actually very democratic. I know it's more than a majority. But that's a way of protecting the minority. That's a way of keeping the Senate from falling into the trap of everybody's all emotional about something. I'll give you an example. The Patriot Act. I could spend weeks picking apart the Patriot Act. But why did it pass? It passed because, one, nobody in the Senate filibustered it. And two, when it came up to a vote, everybody's passions were a mile high. Everybody's emotions were on edge. Every member of Congress felt like we needed to be seen doing something. The American people demand that we do something. And we were. We were like, how did this happen? Don't ever let it happen again. Which is crazy because things always happen again. So what did they do? They passed the Patriot Act. Now, if somebody had had the cojones, if somebody had had the guts to stand up in that heated moment and say, nope, I want to debate this. And I'm going to filibuster it. It would have slowed it down. May have still passed. But it would have given both the House and the Senate time to reconsider some of the stupid and dumbass provisions that were in it. Now, they didn't do it, so my example that I'm using, you can rip apart till the day ends. I understand that. But it could have done that. And here, what's happening? Well, the House passed a clean CR. The Senate, all they had to do is vote yes, and the Democrats join the Republicans, and the government would be open. Spending levels would be the same. Nobody would be screaming about SNAP or air traffic controllers or anything else. It would just be a stopgap measure to keep things going. But the Democrats were playing politics, so they invoked the filibuster. Now, you may see yourself, well, Michael, that's an argument against this filibuster. I would agree except for this. It gave us time, which is so important. It gave us, and quite frankly, the new media, I'm talking about the Substacks and the people on X and the people on conservative websites, all it gave us everybody, even the liberals, gave liberals time. Oh, what's going on? Let's analyze this and see what's in it. And now, because of this time where the filibuster has been invoked, we've been able to find out everything that's in this. Some of it's pretty bad. Some of it's pretty good. And now they're debating it. But the Democrats have decided, oh, we're going to use it as a way to extrapolate more. We're going to hold the Republicans ransom in hopes that politically we can gain an advantage. And they think they can gain an advantage because they've got the cabal on their side. I'm telling you that we live in a time where the cabal's influence is beginning to wane. Ask me how many times, I know I'm different, and you probably are too. How many times have you watched the network news over the past week? I can tell you I haven't watched it one time. In fact, I'm not quite sure when I last watched the NBC Nightly News, the CBS Evening News, or the ABC World News Tonight. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched it, because that's not where I get my news. I get my news from highly specifically curated places that I believe will give me, some that will give me a biased conservative libertarian point of view, and some that will give me a very middle-of-the-road objective point of view, and some that will give me some of the wild-ass crazy stuff on the left side of the political spectrum, so that I can see everything. If I just watch the news, or if I just watch MSNBC, then all I think about is, oh, Republicans are trying to starve babies. They're trying to starve children. They're taking food away from people. And then I go on TikTok and see people saying, oh, well, I'm just going to go steal the groceries anyway. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, that'd be cool. Go try that. Let me watch that.
Let's see how far we get in the devolution of society for people stand up and say, stop this. Stop it. And here's my other theory. This impasse will end sometime next week. It will not be before Tuesday, November 4, because we have an election on November 4, in which a couple of very important gubernatorial races are going to be decided, in which a couple of special congressional districts will be decided, in which there will be a lot of ballot issues decided. And so Democrats want to see, oh, how are those going to, you know, how much strength do we have? How popular are we right now? And I think they're going to get mixed messages. I think they could lose in New Jersey. I'm not sure they'll lose in Virginia. But they're going to get a message. And once they get that message, then they won't care and they'll just move on. The other thing that's happening is, what's out in front of us? Well, as I broadcast today, it's Saturday, November 1. We're just a few weeks away from the busiest travel season of the year. Now, planes aren't going to fall out of the sky. Because air traffic controllers, if there aren't enough of them, they'll never let those planes get in the sky. So they'll space them out further. They'll do ground stops. That'll force the airlines to do cancellations. People will start getting backed up in the TSA lines. And for people like me that paid extra to get through global entry or TSA pre-check or clear, those lines are going to get longer and longer, and there won't be any advantage to it. The airport concourses and terminals are going to get jammed up. The lines to get to the airport are going to get jammed up, and people are going to get pissed off. And whose fault is that going to be? Democrats. And if Republicans are smart, if SNAP benefits get cut, if they can get their messaging right, whose fault is that? Democrats. Because all Republicans, even Rand Paul, every Republican is ready to vote for this CR. It is only Democrats voting against it. It is only Democrats who are keeping the government shut. And that's very simply how you explain this. But if the filibuster didn't exist and it took a simple majority, remember what we did with the Supreme Court? And other judicial nominations, we will inevitably, I hope not in the near future, but we will inevitably go back into minority status as Republicans. Then the Democrats will use it against us. It will become a political tool, not a legislative tool. And as long as the 17th Amendment remains in place, nothing's going to change. The filibuster will always be a political tool and not a legislative tool. Now, the 17th Amendment, which required senators to be elected to represent the states, so that state legislators, every state legislature, elected the U.S. senators. What do you think? Now, in my state of Colorado, because I'm represented by two really liberal, progressive, if not Marxist, Democrat senators, they wouldn't do it. The state legislature here, controlled by the Democrats, would be telling my two senators, hey, keep holding the line. Don't give up. Don't give up. But in Texas and other places, they would be telling their senators, go vote for it. Or they might even be telling, even in my state, even in a blue state like Colorado, they may say, hey, listen, we're going to get pressure because states, remember, states are the ones that administer the SNAP program. So the states are the ones who are going to get blamed if there's no money there. Not the feds, the states. So the state legislature in Colorado might actually say to our two Democrat senators, look, go ahead and vote for this. We'll fight about the money and the other stuff later. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I understand Trump's impatience. I understand why Trump wants the nuclear option put in there. Trump may well increase the pressure on Republicans in coming weeks as Americans become more and more restive and frustrated over the shutdown. Because as I said, flight delays are bound to increase. The SNAP program benefits are probably going to expire, even though I know a judge has ordered them to be paid. They'll run that to the Supreme Court pretty quickly. So people are beginning to panic a little bit. I say let them panic. Let them see just exactly how the Democrats are holding all of these programs that they voted for, like Obamacare. Not one Republican ever voted for Obamacare. So let them see exactly
what kind of crap they brought to this country. I'll be right back.
Natural disasters happen every year. Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes. And with that, your most important moments recorded on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm could all be gone in an instant. Cherished moments like your wedding, baby's first steps, family trips to Yellowstone, lost. Enter Legacy Box. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box protects your irreplaceable memories from the threat of natural disaster by digitally preserving them onto thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, so they're safe forever. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to preserve your past, which is why it's been trusted by over 1 million families. Send Legacy Box your home movies, photos, and film. Their team of trained professionals will do the rest right here in the U.S. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering radio listeners an incredible 50% off. Go to legacybox.com/keepsake and save 50% when you digitize your memories. That's legacybox.com/keepsake.
Experience the power and passion of live music with the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. Join us Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater for Scenes, Music That Makes Us Feel. Enjoy Tchaikovsky's thrilling 1812 Overture, the epic sounds of Jurassic Park, and Holst's Mars and Jupiter from the Planets, plus a special performance of local composer Brian Bassetti's Miracle Mile. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students. Available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu/arts-events.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text lines open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I want you to imagine for a moment, what if the federal government were to apply diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI principles, say to the animal world, animal farm, like the animals. It might look like this. Just imagine this. There is a controversial plan afoot right now to kill
kill, murder. A 500,000 barred owls to save the spotted owls in the Pacific Northwest. It got the green light after the U.S. Senate rejected a resolution to stop this plan. This is the apparent problem is that barred owls are more effective hunters than closely related spotted owls. I never knew this before. I'd never heard of a barred owl versus a spotted owl. I think spotted owl, of course I think about the Northwest. The Senate this week voted 72-25 to reject a bipartisan resolution launched in July, which would have nullified the Biden-era owl-killing plan. Now, if Democrats don't mind chopping up, you know, a bunch of eagles with coercively subsidized wind turbines, what makes you think they would care a rat's ass about shrinking from killing a few thousand, few hundred thousand, what am I saying, 500,000, nearly 500,000 owls? Because as with all things big government, taxpayers, you and I will be the victims. Oh, the owls will suffer too, but so will your pocketbook. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service's barred owl management strategy. Aren't you glad to know that we've got a barred owl management strategy? Comes with a roughly blank price tag and would involve wildlife agents shooting the barred owls. So they want to get rid of the barred owls because they're more effective hunters than the spotted owls. And we got to protect the spotted owls. And those damn barred owls are out there getting, you know, they're getting the field mice much more effectively than the spotted owls. And it's really starting to piss off the spotted owls. So you notice I said a blank price tag. So in a time when we're arguing over a government shutdown, they want to spend $1 billion. $1 billion on this barred owl management strategy, including sending agents out to shoot the barred owls. Owl genocide. We'll just mark this as the owl genocide segment. To give the spotted owls better odds, the feds have already killed about 4,500 barred owls along the West Coast since 2009. Now, they haven't achieved their goal of equity, which is the purpose of diversity, equity, inclusion, yeah? Everybody's just equal. Everybody's the same. Well, they haven't quite accomplished that yet. So let's go to Senator Kennedy, who explains it to us.
The Department of Interior is mad at the barred owl because the barred owl's a better hunter. The barred owl is just a better hunter. That's just the way it is. You know, just like the Senate president is better looking than me, I accept that. That's the way God made us. God just made the barred owl a better hunter. And the Department of Interior is all up in arms. They say this is threatening the spotted owl. Now, the spotted owl isn't on the endangered species list, but they say this isn't fair. The barred owl is a better hunter than the spotted owl, and that's causing the spotted owl's population to decrease. So the Department of Interior, in its infinite wisdom, has come up with DEI for owls. They come up with quotas for owls. The barred owl, because nature, God, whatever you believe in, made them better hunters, now has to give up its rights, has to give up its life, because the spotted owl is not as good of a hunter.
Now, by the way, Senator Kennedy is brilliant when it comes to these kinds of comparisons. Now imagine the same DEI principles, which the left fully embraces. Imagine those fully implemented against the human population. You've heard of the final solution? If you haven't, go study your history. In the final solution to inequity, I think Democrats, even Caucasian Democrats, would take the place of the barred owls.
because we've imbued so many people with the idea, falsely, incorrectly, horribly, I think, inhumanely, I think very, very racially, have declared that all the problems in this country are because of Caucasian Americans. They say, although I'm a halfway decent hunter, I'm not very good. I'm probably good at pheasant and quail. I'm not very good at large animals. But they claim that because I happen to have or be Caucasian, that everything else is everybody else's. It's all my fault that everybody else, that somebody that works in the same building I do is not quite as successful as I am. Well, that's because I happen to be a white guy, I guess. That's exactly how they apply DEI principles. And now we see it in the animal kingdom. So when you think about cultural Marxism, when you think about critical race theory, when you think about DEI or environmentalism, you realize that, oh, when you step back and you just take the very same principles and just apply them to the animal kingdom, suddenly if you don't understand just exactly how insane DEI is, then I want you to remember the barred owl and the spotted owl. Because the spotted owl somehow has to gain an advantage, but only gain the advantage at the expense of owl, who through no fault of his own, or maybe through his own ingenuity over time, through evolution, through just, you know, the evolution of the species, has become a better hunter than the spotted owl. But the United States Senate and the federal government thinks they can equal everything out. Oh yeah, it's like socialism. That won't work, just like socialism has never worked. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next, and this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.